Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Welcome to another fun-filled edition of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amin Ohassan. I'm joined, as always, by the cavalcade, the cast, the crew, Big Jerv, Jason Madison, Jay Skills, and Black Trey. We got a great show for you today. Keith Murray, where has he been hiding this whole time?
Oh, my God.
Changed the internet in 1 week. In
should 1 week. Stayed hidden.
No,
Trey, this is some Trey, of the best material. What are you talking about?
Yes, 2023 onto a bang with Keith Murray, the greatest storyteller so far. We'll see if anyone can knock him off his perch. We also got your weekly update on the Young Thug case down in Atlanta. It's getting real bad for your boy, man. Judges reciting lyrics now. I hate when they do that. We also got a little bit of a debate. Trey says it's been raging since 2021. I've always thought about it, something people talk about, but not talk about out loud. I'll tell you what that debate is a little later. We got a BMF recap as well. BMF is back, the show, not the documentary. And I can already see the influence of power starting to creep in. Like, oh, can we do this way? Oh, man. All right. Well, anyway, before we get to all that, www.patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you are tapped in, locked in. You want this podcast, you want it all at once, Patreons get it all at once. Everybody else got to wait a little by little every day. You want the watch-alongs, so Patreons get the watch-alongs. Everybody else just got to hear about it. You want the Discord, the Patreons get the Discord. Everybody else got to do Twitter with all these trolls and shit. Don't deal with all that shit, man. Just get in, become a Patreon. Patreon.com/countthedings. Do it the right way. Oh, how does this nigga Lou Young already come out with the Keith Murray?
I'm telling you, bro.
Hold on, we have to pause here because I have to watch this.
Play it on the other thing.
Hold on.
Wow, we became intimate friends. At the time, I don't know if she was married or not. Dating corrupt. He's there. She sees me. After the show, go to the hotel, get to the room, mom shuts the door, pulls my shit down, just giving me a hardcore head. See, this is that touch me, tease me, Fox, feel me, and caress me. She was very truculent with her head game. Hold on tight. I kid you not, snot booger bubble head ate a I didn't fuck her. Yeah. I want to say corrupt wound up marrying her. He's loving her. Ew, nah, nah, Fox. Ooh, baby. Where's God? Gotta get you home with me tonight. Foul. Whip, wop, galore.
Whip, wop, galore.
Foul moment. God is my witness. I kid you not. Threw me off. Swallow a glizzy hole. Whip, wop, galore.
I can't make it sound laughing at the end. All right, so in case you don't know, man, Keith Murray
is coming for MVP of the year for 2023.
MVP of the year. Some of y'all don't even know who Keith Murray is. I'm sure there are going to be listeners who are like, who the fuck is Keith Murray? Keith Murray was this rapper in the 90s. Who, like, was moderately successful. I thought he was a big deal because I grew up in New York. But then when I left New York, I realized no one knew who Keith Murray was. But, like, his biggest hit, I think, was the most beautifulest thing in this world.
Just like that.
Right. It was him. And he used to hang out with EPMD and with Redman and all those Jersey rappers all hung out together.
And so again, like he had his moment.
He was in Death Squad.
There you go.
Give him his full shout out with Eric Sermon and Redman, which they had a little hit. You know what I'm saying? Full cooperation. Then it was funny, we were talking about R. Kelly a couple weeks ago. Home Alone.
Home Alone, there you go.
Which is a great R. Kelly song that
That's a sick title.
Everything is giving it away. The video was great too.
It's a house party.
He been telling us for years. House party
of the mansion. He been telling on himself. They won.
But yeah, Keith Murray. He was dope. It was funny. I just wanted to say too. Like, I don't mean to be a look at me, Louie, but me and Nip ran into Keith Murray in like 2014 on Melrose. Like outside of this weed shop, like totally random, like, and I guess
he wasn't like this.
He was just like a regular nigga, like a nigga rapper walking down the street with a coat on, like LA, like, oh, what up, Nip? Blah, 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 you know, say what's up, and then like that was that. There was no signs of this character within him whatsoever.
This is crack, right? Respectfully,
I don't know what it is, man, but I hope crack never stops. Dude, because the thing is, and this is the thing that, I mean, Lou's great with these fucking impressions. The fact that he came out with this shit this fast is pretty impressive. But the one thing he missed that I've noticed in every single one of these interviews.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer. And I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum-sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high-quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Is this nigga is a physical storyteller, meaning he's got to get up and away from the mic to show you how she was topping me off. Whip, wop, whoop. Like, I just watched. Jason, I think you just posted the one about Puff getting slapped by.
Oh my God. His dramatization of Suge reaching his hand. He said he came all the way back here from deep down south.
From left field.
Nigga lifted his leg up like a pitcher.
And we'll comply. Like, his descriptions are just immaculate. They're very crackheaded ish.
There's two things he does with his detail, right? Number one is, again, like getting up, moving around or whatever. The other thing I noticed is in every one of these stories, because the other story he told was about how Shauna from DTP was like the one that got away from him, which to me is just insane. I don't know why. It's funny, but like the idea that like Shauna was like,
oh shit, Shauna, I remember her.
Yeah. You could bring any woman in the world, keep her, be like, no, bring me Shauna. Like that's the one he wanted to be his wife, to carry his children, whatever. He tells this whole story about eating her out and stuff. And in the middle of the story, he's like, yo, so I'm massaging her feet. Now I get down there. And they said, now, Shauna, her daddy was in the music business, too. He was a really well-acclaimed.
And my Ludacris, too.
Yeah. And then, like, in the middle of this, then he goes back to describing eating her out. But in both the Shauna story and the Foxy Brown story, he lets us know, never fucked.
Yeah, he didn't fuck.
That's why I believe it.
That's why I believe me.
No Lloyds, bro. No Lloyds.
He just breaking rules out here telling though.
The Bill Cosby daughter story is also another level, a layer of insanity.
Oh, wait, I haven't seen this one. You gotta tell me.
Oh no. Okay, look, bro. Apparently he was dating Bill Cosby's daughter, and he said he couldn't stay with her. He wanted to be with her because she had a trust fund and all this money and shit, basically like a Lori Harvey type. But right. He was like, but she looked like Bill Cosby. He kept saying she looked like the pudding pop. Every time I wanted to dip into it, she looked like the pudding pop.
She looked like the pudding pop is crazy.
Yo! That's amazing.
It was incredible, bro.
Let me say this about Keith Murray, man. Because yes, I do not approve of people talking about past relationships and get into details and stuff, particularly shit that's like 20 years old and stuff. Let people live their lives, man. You don't have to do that. This was most notably brought up with Irv Gotti, when Irv Gotti was talking about him and Ashanti. That shit was some sucker shit. But if you are going to tell these stories, do it like Keith Murray. If you do it like Keith Murray, I'll be like, you know what? I want to listen to this shit.
Yeah,
it doesn't even matter. Because to be honest, the characters don't even matter who he's talking about. No. I don't give a shit. I give a shit about how this thing is talking the story, man.
Yeah, it's the whole, like you said, the body language. Him getting up saying, do you mind if I pull my dick out?
I would give Keith Murray an audiobook deal.
Right.
I just want him to read out some shit.
On Audible? Read out The Alchemist on
just
Audible?
Read out the whole, just read out just some crazy ass book. Yeah. Keith Murray style.
Winds of Winter by Keith Murray.
I just want to hear him tell more stories, man. I think you said, Jay, you said it, like the best is Charlie Murphy in terms of storytelling, right?
Yeah, seriously. Fat Joe was coming for the title, but Keith Murray definitely, he's got it right now.
Nah, yo, Fat Joe's got stories. Here's the thing, Joe has stories for sure. But I don't think his storytelling comes up to Keith Murray's, man. Else you got to start doing some crack or some shit.
Yeah, Joe's not going to be animated enough to top Keith Murray.
Yeah.
I fathom myself as a solid storyteller. Like I can tell a story. I know how to deliver the lines, the punchline, whatever. Keith Murray is, like it's amazing. Like he gives you every layer of storyteller.
Every line is a punchline.
Yes. You describe head as whip. Oh my God, man.
And then just his motion, like she was
this was a what you call it interview? Because I didn't even pay attention who did the interview.
It wasn't Vlad, right? But no, it feels like a Vlad interview.
Oh God.
So shouts to Vlad creating the format.
Yeah.
But
I'm mad we didn't get this thing on bomb, man. Keith Murray could have been here.
He on years Twitter. Ago, bro. He on Twitter.
Late now, man. It's too late. We had got him first. No, I mean now it's like I'm sure that like everyone's gonna be blowing him up and stuff. But like this would have been perfect on bomb. Just let him go. Kind of like my man, fuck man, from A man from Flatbush Misdemeanors.
Oh, Kareem.
Kareem.
Kareem, man.
Oh my God, that was an episode because we did not cover nothing we were supposed to cover. No, we just let him cook.
And then we were like trying to end it. Hey Jay, we tried to end it for like three times. Like, yeah, it took us 20 minutes to end it.
That nigga just kept had another.
Oh, now I got more for y'all.
Just no, but the thing, was nigga
basically tried our material. He tried our material on us.
But also, nigga, the nigga said, "I gotta go. Like, I only got a few minutes in me, but kept going."
Yep. He's one of them. He's one of them niggas. Oh, shit, man. Keith Murray. Be on the lookout for any of those Keith Murray interviews anywhere on the internet. Oh, shit, on that note. All right, that's going to do it for us here. Black Opinions Matter, motherfuckers. Thanks again to Big Jer, Black Trey, and Jason Madison. Again, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you are subscribed. You can listen to this whole shit all at once instead of waiting all week long. So make sure you get on that. Get the Discord. Get the watch-alongs. Get everything. Get all the bonus material and content. Talk to you next week. Stay black, motherfuckers.